Johnny. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I wanted to ask you what you thought the chances of you being a human being right here, right now, in this reality are.
Essentially 100%.
You think it was 100% certain that your sperm and egg met, that your parents were placed in the same spot?
That's not the question you asked me. You asked me what are the odds that I am a human being are.
No, what are the odds of you becoming a human being? Sorry, let me rephrase it.
I have no idea. I mean, whenever my dad, how do I say this diplomatically, dropped off that package, there were tens of millions of chances for something to come out. And if you're going to do, I mean, the way people do the arithmetic on this is so incredibly stupid. I mean,
is it?
Yes, because like take the lottery, for example, they sell 10 million lottery tickets. The odds that anybody will win are 1 in 10 million, but it's literally inevitable that somebody wins, right? The odds of the particular person that won plowed, that's not the diplomatic way of saying it. The odds that any particular person were going to win are, 1 in 10 million. But in this case, it's like literally inevitable. Now,
it's not inevitable. It's
yeah, there's more to it because not all pregnancies work or whatever. But, you know, yeah. I don't know if you remembered a few years ago. Do you remember when the Mega Millions jackpot was like over $2 billion?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's because nobody picked the right sequence of numbers many times in a row. So it accumulated to that. But eventually, you know, it happens. So
It eventually happens. I'll just tell you what the odds are. The odds are about 1 in 400 trillion.
Where do you get that number from?
I want you to just do some research. Do a little bit of research. You can find it out. It's, through algorithms.
So you saw that number on a website somewhere and just believed it. I want to know where the number came from.
Algorithmic science, you can figure these things out. If you were a science believer, you would understand that. But let's move past that.
I want to know where that number came from.
Like I said, Google it.
Okay, I'm going to Google it.
Okay. What are the odds of you being a human being?
Here, I'm gonna pull it up.
It's funny that here, I'll grab a computer and we can Google it together.
Oh man, I haven't Googled with another dude on the internet in a while.
That sounds a little gay, but
what do you mean a little shot? The odds of you specifically existing with your exact DNA and ancestry are roughly 10^2.7 millionth power. What is this AI? I would guess that this is something like, so you know how a deck of cards can be arranged in 52 factorial different ways?
And you can never match the same combination.
Yeah, so in a sense, this has to be calculated exactly like that. Yeah, in a sense, any particular deck of cards, the odds are 1 over 52 factorial. But it's not a miracle or a scientific impossibility that a deck of cards exists.
Is it a miracle that you were born?
No, because it's exactly like the deck of cards.
The odds are 1 in 400 trillion. The odds are 1 in 400 trillion. That's not a miracle that you made it?
No, because it's not a miracle. It's not a miracle that the... what is 52 factorial as a... How do I write this? As an expression of odds?
You're not going to get a number. It's not going to give you a number. The number would be way too big.
Well, then for the deck of, I don't think it's going to be approximate 10 to the 66. Okay, well, that's vastly, vastly smaller. But here, there's a simpler way of imagining this. This number right here is so grotesquely larger than the number of atoms in the universe. Oh, it actually says that right here. Down here somewhere. Wait, where the hell was it? Yeah, right there. So we couldn't even... Fuck, now that I started saying this, I don't know if I have the means to actually express what I want to say. Like,
well, it's because it is a miracle. And you're proving my point.
Couldn't even happen in the universe because there isn't even enough information in the universe to like carry forth this supposed realization. Now, maybe everything I just said there is bullshit. Like I said, I talked myself into that. But just like the deck of cards, it's not a miracle when you pick up a deck of cards and it happens to be in one of the 10 to the 66th power. Like the odds are 1 times 10 to the 66th power.
If you picked up a deck of cards and shuffled it twice, and in both outcomes you got the same exact layout of cards, I would consider that a miracle.
Well, yeah, but that's not what happens with life. That's not at all analogous to...
Yeah, it's not even close to what happens with life. It's not even near.
But what you're doing here is you're just saying these are the particular things that happened, and every one of them had to have happened, and the odds of that, of that particular thing are low, therefore it couldn't have happened. That's not the case. It's not a miracle for those reasons.
Well, I mean, we can argue about what's a miracle and what's not. I think it's pretty crazy to say that something that happens billions of times over the span of the Earth, that's happened billions of times, and the chances of it happening are 1 in 400 trillion. I would say that that's pretty miraculous. But we don't have to argue that. What I really wanted to ask you was this. I wanted to ask you, has science in the past ever gotten anything wrong?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so explain to me how the evolutionary theories and the Big Bang theory cannot be proven wrong in, let's say, 1,000 years. Sure, it's the scientific consensus right now. But in 1,000 years from now, what's to say it will still be the scientific consensus?
In principle, any scientific idea can be proven false. Now, with these ones, it's not going to happen. You may be like, "Oh, you're being unreasonable," or whatever.
You are being unreasonable.
No, because. You and I just disagree about what is reasonable. Because I'm gonna ask you, what is absolutely the equivalent question? What if tomorrow we find out the Earth is flat?
If there's provable evidence, then I guess that will be, if that's the new scientific consensus.
I asked the wrong question. Do you think it will be possible that in the future we will learn the Earth is flat? That's what I should have asked.
I would say that there's a possibility, yes. I mean, you haven't been to space. I haven't been to space. So you and I probably operate on different
somebody has.
Throughout reality. Listen for a second. So I'm a Christian believing, a Bible believing Christian. I believe the word of the Bible is the truth, and that's what I believe. Now, I believe in science as well. I'm an educated person. I've got a scientific engineering degree, and I've done that route. But my claim is that maybe some of these things that science is the evidence that we've got now could be claims that are, you know, who's to say that God didn't create the universe and it was a Big Bang and science is explaining that?
Well, then the Big Bang would still be true.
Well, I'm not saying that it's not true. But what I'm saying is you and I will never know because we weren't there. We can never have a realistic, like right now, it's pretty obvious that the Earth is round for certain reasons.
Like we've literally seen it. So what I was trying to get at with that is, no, it's not possible that we will prove the Earth is flat in the future. Now, with evolution and the Big Bang, I have very close to the same confidence. There are other things we're going to learn about evolution. Like we may learn some new thing that adds to evolution, and we may figure out that something that's really popular that's a part of evolution today will be thrown out. But the idea that the fact that the life forms of the past, like millions of years ago in the past, were completely different life forms, but we are their descendants, ergo evolution necessarily happens, that will not be overturned.
I think to make the suggestion that evolution equal fact, Big Bang equal fact, is a little disingenuous because, one, we weren't there. We don't have direct evidence of it like we do that the Earth is round. Three, as a scientific believer like yourself, and I know how science works, science is always up for change, right? It's never, there's no such thing as a scientific fact. That's not a thing.
Do you think this way about your religion?
Do I think that my religion has scientific facts?
No, when you said We weren't there, so we don't know it's true. And I don't remember what the second thing was.
No.
Is your position on Christianity that nobody, literally nobody knows if Christianity is true because we weren't there?
No, as Christians, we have faith. And that's what leads me to believe that the Bible is true, is I have faith in my religion.
Yes, However, that's your belief.
It's funny that you bring up the Bible. I wanted to ask you this.
Would you say that nobody knows that Christianity is true because we weren't there either? We weren't there. It's also...
No, there's the Bible is direct written accounts of what happened in those times.
Yeah, but you weren't there.
I wasn't there, but somebody was. I've never been to the moon, but I know it's there. I've never seen for myself that the earth is round, but I know it's round because other people have.
Okay. And I know the Big Bang is true because the universe is expanding. I don't have to be there. It's the Big Bang is literally still happening.
Have you seen the universe expanding? Please show me. I'll look out my window right now.
I'm going to quote a philosopher that goes by Johnny H 38. No, but other people have.
that's the scientific belief too, right? Like, you know, you could say the same thing for your reasoning. The way you reason scientifically, you could say the exact same thing. I've never seen
science is not predicated on faith.
I've never seen a nucleus, but scientists have told me they're there, so they're there. Right? Yeah,
that's not a faith claim, because faith is when you
sure is.
Faith is when you believe in something when you don't have evidence. There's nothing we have better evidence for believing in than science.
That's the claim that you're making, that faith is just based off of no evidence, is untrue. Like I said, the Bible is written word, written accounts of people that lived with Jesus. These are written word. I mean, it's a book that's thousands of years old, right? And we know what happened based off the book.
I believe that there's a book too, but to the extent you're going to believe in the claims, the miraculous claims that are in that book, those claims are unlike anything you or I have ever experienced. Even in principle, those claims are completely outside of your ability or my ability to investigate. That's what ultimately makes them evidence-less beliefs, which is what faith is. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not calling you dumb or anything for believing in that, but that's just what it is. And science is just very, 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 very different than that. Or me, the not scientist, believing in science is very, very, very much different than religious faith. Very much.
Are you familiar with the first book of the Bible, Genesis? Are you familiar with how it describes how God created the heavens and the earth and these things in 7 days, all of these things?
Yeah.
Do you think that when the Bible was written, do you think they wrote down in Greek that back then, do you think human beings knew that a day was 24 hours? And in some cases, actually, it's not 24 hours. It's a little bit longer than 24 hours.
Genesis Genesis is it's not Greek. It's ancient Hebrew, whatever language, because the ancient Hebrew of our oldest manuscripts from the Old Testament is a completely different language than whatever language would have been spoken during the timeline in which those events supposedly happened.
Okay, well, you're not answering my question.
I'm getting there. Okay. For the 7 days, yeah, there's no indication that it meant anything other than a literal 7 days, because Hebrew is not pluperfect grammatically. And so I can't remember the exact definition of how that works, but essentially in Hebrew, it doesn't have really a very good way of describing how long ago something in the past exactly happened. But so the language has to be context rich to describe to you what's going on. And so what it says in the Bible during the creation week is, evening came and morning followed. It's containing those events inside of actual 24-hour days. Later in the Bible...
24-hour day. Can you show me where it says... it says 24-hour days?
Yes, it says evening came and morning followed. And then what happens later on in the Bible, in Exodus, when God is giving Moses the commandments, he says, on the seventh day you will rest because I toiled for 6 days and then rested on the seventh.
So that's God once again saying these days are days. Okay, well, my point is that...
People that believe in talking bushes and talking snakes, and that the sun can stop moving in the sky for a day.
There's a lot of things in the Bible, like you're mentioning, that I agree are not practical for us to believe. Noah's Ark, for example. Let's use Noah's Ark, right?
Yeah,
but as a person with reason, I don't think it's possible that every animal in the world was pushed onto a boat and, you know, they live. However, I think the Bible is divinely influenced. I think there's lessons there. I think the Lord is teaching us things. I think there's, you know, our mind doesn't work on the same plane as God's mind. We don't understand what he wants from us a lot of times. We don't understand what he's trying to tell us a lot of times. We don't understand what his day was. We don't understand that 24 hours to him is 24 hours to us. We think on two different planes.
Johnny, if you and I were alive 3,000 years ago, when people believed in all kinds of kooky shit, and we were talking to, so this is like before Jesus, and we were talking to the ancient Hebrews about their book, Genesis. We said, do you think that what it literally says happened? They would say yes. Like, for example, we can look at Josephus. Josephus was a very, very well-educated Jewish person living in Rome, well, in the Roman Empire. I don't think he lived in Rome, but he has that book, The History of the Jews. When he talks about Genesis, he just flat out says, yeah, this matter-of-factly, this is what happened. There are no qualifiers in any of it. And the Exodus, he says it all verbatim happened exactly like this. Galileo, he may be one of the most intelligent people who ever lived, and he was a Christian. And he writes that, yeah, no, so you and I are sitting here talking about, well, okay, it's too ridiculous to believe in Noah's Ark. Okay, well, Galileo believed in that story. He believed the entire world was covered in water. He has, I don't think it was one of his books, but it was one of his letters where he talked about, because he fought with Christians in his time.
You're proving my point, man. No, I'm doing the opposite of that. Science is in fact changing very rapidly.
No,
right?
Your interpretation of your own religion depends on scientific facts. Because you have to be committed to the Bible. The Bible hasn't changed. Its interpretation sure has. Literally, go to the Galileo example.
It's 500 years ago. But the premise is still the same. 500 years ago,
the guy that was maybe one of the 10 smartest people on the planet, Galileo, an actual scientist, maybe the first real scientist in history, firmly believed literally in the story of creation and the flood. And now today, we don't. The only thing that has changed is the science. The science has forced you to reinterpret your Bible.
That's not true at all.
But it is true because
I can form my own opinion.
The highest
Bible. The Bible
minded scientific
changed.
Christians of the past would have called you a heretic, and perhaps
there's nothing fine with saying Christianity hasn't changed.
But according to Christianity, I would be a heretic in the past.
Where do Christians draw their morals from? Where do you get your faith as a Christian? If you're a Christian, where would you get your faith? Would you get it from Galileo? Would you get it from your pastor? Or would you get it from your neighbor? Or would you get it from your wife? Or would you get it from your Bible? Where do you get it?
The vast majority of Christians don't read their Bible. They get their morality from the culture around them and the people they trust. You look at, like, there are some crazy fucking denominations in this country people that do and say disgusting things. It's not the case that, you know, you have one of those horrific, disgusting Southern Baptist weirdo denominations that kill all the gays, church of wherever that Pastor Anderson works.
They were out of Kansas, by the way. They weren't in the South.
Oh, they're in Kansas. Okay.
From Alabama. So, yeah.
So it's not the case that that guy started his church and then all the other Christians that think that way that were scattered throughout the lands emigrated there. In order to be like, oh, finally, some guy that's speaking my language. No, he starts saying that shit and people believe it. We are unfortunately extremely malleable in that way.
The one thing that's not malleable is the Bible. It hasn't changed. The teachings have not changed. Also, I wanted to ask you this too. I thought this was interesting.
Yes, they have.
I got to run here in a second, but I want to ask one more question. You mentioned to the last caller, it might have been two callers ago, that you draw your morality from reason. I wanted to ask you about that. So, I'm assuming you live in the United States. As a United States citizen, if your lineage traces back to here or Europe, even. The truth of the matter is you can't sit on a moral high horse on TikTok and say that you draw your morality from reason. The truth is that you had a grandparent or a great grandparent or a great, you know, down the line somewhere, there was a Christian or a religious person that gave you those morals, that gave your family those morals. It wasn't, it's not just from reason. Humans didn't just wake up and say, you know what? We shouldn't be unaliving each other today. That's not how that happened. It comes from a divine purpose or a divine influence.
Nope.
That's what's absolutely it has.
Okay.
Especially in the United States.
Do you think that straight white Christian males are the superior humans on this planet?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, did you know that the vast majority of what we have in the West here that can be linked to science and mathematics and politics and economics and everything else goes back to straight white Christian men?
Virtually every single one.
So when you say it came from a Christian, therefore think Christianity, you are using the exact same logic that the ethnocentrist, that the racist uses when they say, oh, all of the greatest minds were all these straight white Christian men.
I would argue that those people are not Christian. The ones that you're describing.
Your logic is identical.
What's funny too is that, have you ever heard of scientific racism? You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a real thing too. You know, science gets it twisted a lot too. It's not just religion, right? Religions in the past have done a lot of bad things, but so have scientists.
Get a free book, two free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.